All right. Well, we're back. I think it's a good thing. You know, we got to talk about a lot of this stuff, and it seems like I keep going back to Agenda 21, probably because that's the real detrimental thing. Maybe it's actually it is. Antifa be damned, because, you know, Agenda 21 is probably one of the biggest concerns that we've got. Chris Cage, you know, he's out there for Agenda 21, pretty much. You know, they codified him, cuffed and stuffed, and threw him into a thing. Anybody have an update on where he is or anything? You hear anything, Alan?
If Myrrh Bailey's around, I think Myrrh has been keeping up with that, which, you know, thank her for that. I hope she's listening somewhere. Yeah, if she could give a call and see if she has an update, it'd be great. I wonder about Chris all the time.
Okay, so I'm over at our chat room's down. So I am over at rbnlive.chattango.com. That would probably be the official network's chat room. And she was in there earlier. We'll see. Because I'm kind of curious, but Agenda 21 is coming after all of us, and maybe lock and load and get me some more bullets doesn't work, because, you know, that kid that you put through college, he has a clipboard and a pen, and that's stronger. Alan, you know, I guess I'm not telling you anything that you already didn't know. You know, the nefarious ones, they're not straightforward anymore.
Because the good people, hopefully this time in history, will not wait until they come for the Bundys. And, well, I'm not a rancher, so I'm not going to support the Bundys, or come for the Chris. Well, I don't have, you know, classic cars sitting out of my driveway, so I'm not going to help Chris. You know, until they come for them because their grass got a quarter inch too high. And, you know, then they look around and it's like all their neighbors are hiding in their houses calling code enforcement on them. You know, there's no going to be no one to help them. Hopefully this time around, you know, none of us call for violence. But, you know, when the clipboard has more power than anything, at what point does that clipboard become just a useless clipboard? You know, none of us want any violence. I know that, but, you know, the insidiousness of this, the slow progression, you know, the visioning process moves ahead, and. I told you I wanted to read this little article and put a call out to our callers that I know in a couple of nanoseconds we should have a call of someone telling us what it is, because it's so apparent to anyone who's even looked into this at all. Are you there, Steve? Am I there? Okay. But, I'm not hearing Steve or anyone else. So, I guess I'll go ahead and just jump into this real quick, and since, I don't know, Steve, I don't know if he got cut or what. Doc, are you there? Okay. Well, am I still on air, Ken? Okay. All right. Now, here, this came out in our local, and I've been talking about the visioning process. Just let me read this little clip here. It's quite interesting, and if we've got a caller out there who wants to call in and tell me what this process is, we probably have a lit-up board there. Okay. We want to express our appreciation to our volunteer facilitators, I won't give the names, who were able to get people from all age and socioeconomic backgrounds to freely offer their insight. The Visioning Steering Committee met to review the comments and to group these comments into major areas of concern. This process resulted in the identification of 5 major topics for our future vision, including family life, quality of life, business, government, and parks, which tells you absolutely nothing. These topics will be discussed at a meeting with all interested citizens. The next step will be to create 5 citizen committees that will begin meeting in July or August to discuss specific long-range visions for each of these areas. It is expected that each committee will take 4 to 6 months to develop their visions for their particular area. These final vision statements from each committee will then be compiled into a report as a path to our future for Gillespie County and the city of Fredericksburg. This visioning plan will then be presented to the city and county governments, nonprofit agencies, Fredericksburg Independent School District, Hill Country Memorial Hospital, and other local organizations. It is our hope that we as a community can work closely together over the next 10 to 20 years in an effort to make this long-range vision become a reality. Can anyone out there nothing but caller appreciation. Will you get a reward for this? Can anyone tell me what process I just described? It should just
Delphi
take a couple of seconds.
One. I'll
Pardon?
Take Delphi. Delphi for 10.
Delphi technique for 10. Yes, what a good one. You won the game. Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, that's crazy, huh? It is crazy. You know, Alan, I'm thinking back, right, you know, to an older Fredericksburg. I'm thinking maybe 2010, 2011, when Nancy Battle first walked up to the city council, and she stepped forward, and, what ended up happening is she walks up there, and you get 7 minutes to talk to the city council. And she got up there, and she says, I want to tell you guys about something that I have found out, and it's called Agenda 21. It's like a friend told me that that Nancy was going to be going there, you know, that night, and I never met her. But I recorded, you know, Nancy Battle sitting there telling them about Agenda 21. And it was just amazing. They sat there for their 7 minutes trying. Nah, they must have pooped their pants because they were uncomfortable. They didn't want to hear it, right? And she kept on them. She was like, you know, wow, focused. And she'd get them, you know, not only her 7 minutes at the city council meeting, she went one-on-one and told them about Agenda 21 and the process of planning and the Delphi technique and consensus building. And, you know, we were shaking things up. We had Nancy go on to Govern America and talk with Darren, you know, and that was pretty amazing. And, you know, her audio's out there still, folks, and that's all old Fredericksburg history. But what happened?
I talked to the lady too, and her passion. She used to be a real estate agent out in Fort Collins, Colorado, and you know, thought all these years, you know, she actually thought that she was, you know, doing people a service, you know, getting their retirement, you know, ranch that they could, you know, build on out there in the Colorado Hills and live a good life and everything. And then and then they got their property and tried to build on it, and they came in and said, no, you turn it back to the way it was, or we're taking your property, basically. And she said she started looking into it, and she was almost crying when she was telling me this, because she actually thought all these years that, she, you know, as a realtor, she was, you know, helping people, you know, get their property and, you know, enjoy a comfortable life. And then she found out that the whole thing was a farce. You really don't own anything. You don't have control of it.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at. And so she told them about it, and they, you know, well, what happened? Did they amend their uninformed ways? No, that didn't change, did it, Alan?
No.
What did happen?
Things changed, yeah, but not for the good.
Changed. Yeah, so what did they do? They just, they got rid of our city manager at that time. Our city manager had been around for like 20-some-odd years, and it was time for him to leave politics. Right? It was about leaving politics.
He was tired of public life. Yes.
I'm tired of public. Isn't he a city councilman now?
Yes. About a year later or so, he ran for city council. So if he's tired of public life, you know, that they figured that it was getting out, and they had to bring a ringer in.
Yeah. And they brought in Kent Myers. Kent Myers was in 2012. He was sitting there running Port Angeles. And, you know, they had a big old stink up there. And I was trying to pull out the stuff on Port Angeles or Port Angels, whatever, because there's some interesting documentation on Port Angeles, because there was a group, and the group was called Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, and it was really hot, right? And they actually got some stuff passed, and they're like, no, we don't want this. We don't want you here. And it's the Democrats? Really? I wonder if they lost their seating, right? You know, probably. You know, they're all trying to hang Trump, kill Trump now. Don't know. They don't like Agenda 21. I'm okay with them. But anyways, this guy, Kent Myers, moves here to Fredericksburg, Texas. And what does he do? Starts, you know, globalizing. We got green spaces. We got curbs, sidewalks to everywhere, man. All on the taxpayers' dime. We're borrowing. And now we've got a dark skies initiative 500 miles around us. or is it around us? Are they going to have to shut off the, man, everything keeps like, everything keeps dropping. We're having a really weird day with this, you know, chat room's broken. I don't know if I'm on.
Oops, now I'm no longer here. Okay, they dropped again, huh? I'll be dang. Okay. Well, if Steve, if you're not there, yeah, this Dark Sky Reserve thing, yeah, it's be the first of its kind in the country. So, woohoo, Fredericksburg first in something, you know. Too bad it's evil, you know. This article here in the paper, local paper, says turning down the lights. It says, you know, this is towards the end. It says at the end of the conference, participants signaled their support for coming together later in the year to share their progress, learn more from one another, and discuss strategies for spreading awareness further. Now, that paragraph I just read, did that say anything? No, this is Agenda 21, 2030, I'm sorry. Agenda speak, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's lots of big flowery words and making it sound like them smarter than we stupid little people out here. But, you know, it's just all mind control. They make themselves sound, you know, so intelligent by using these big words. And if you really, it's like politics speak. They say nothing. There's absolutely nothing that holds them to anything in the future, should anyone question it. You know, oh, no, we're just going to get together and talk about strategies for spreading further awareness. Well, what does that mean? Not a damn thing. I mean, they make themselves sound smart, but the people, they aren't. They're just manipulators.
Yeah, and they go on these things called retreats, right? And what do they do with their retreats? Well, they plan and scheme, and they go, I don't know. They always spend money, it seems. But then, I don't know. I don't know where you're at, Alan. I'm sitting there. I think I was talking to a microphone on my own for a little bit, and I don't think we got Doc back on the hook. Man, Agenda 21, too big. So what else do you got for us, Alan, as I try to get my head back together?
Well, there's another little. This is in the letters to the editor, Mom Sitter Services. And, of course, this is someone from the Mom Center, you know, talking about, you know, the value that they are to the community. You know, Rhonda Dickinson, executive director of the Mom Center in Fredericksburg. And it all sounds good. Yes, we don't like to see, you know, bad things happening to women, you know, who for some reason, you know, don't have a husband or whatever. But, you know, but then they have here, it's like, we have classes to improve relationships between couples, as well as classes to encourage young women in determining the qualities to look for in potential boyfriends or husbands. You know, we are teaching our classes in the community as well. We were invited into our high school last semester to teach a weekly class and are also teaching at a monthly parenting group at a local daycare. Now, as far as I'm concerned, This is the degradation of the family unit again, which is one of the main things that they have to do to break up our society, you know, to discombobulate us, to get us, you know, all twisted around to where you don't know what your kids are doing. Your kids have no care, no desire to know what their parents know or what their parents have done in the past. You know, the nanny state has taken over everything. You know, you don't go to your parents. Your parents impart no knowledge, no morals, no values, anything into you. It's the state that tells you what to look for in a husband. You know, don't get someone who doesn't have any money. You know, because you know they can't provide for you. I'm sure I have no idea what they're teaching, but I can almost you know guarantee that it's somewhere along these lines. You know, look for someone who's got money because money makes you a good person. And, you know, they can provide for your child, and you won't have to come to the Mom Center and all this stuff. You know, not thinking that, you know, a lot of these good people out here who are struggling are because they are not evil SOBs. You know, they don't want to go along and rape and pillage, you know, which is what the system, you know, to get successful today really is. Very few cases can you find where it's not raping and pillaging or government contract, you know, some type of raping the economy, you know, the people around you one way or another. Most of those people down on their luck, a lot of them are good people. They just don't want to play the game, and they've been penalized because of it.
Yeah, that Mom Center thing, it kind of got me when they were building that. I'm like, really? What do they need that for? Is it another abortion clinic? you know, because, you know.
Oh, no, it says, we are not sponsored by any one religion, and we do not consider ourselves as an organization affiliated with one religion. We do not refer for abortions, nor do we provide abortions, nor any medical services. Our pregnancy tests are self-administered, and we are not a medical clinic. We do provide a listening ear and directive resources for women who have suffered the trauma of abortion and are struggling to rebuild their lives. So, is there some good in it? Yes. Like most of these organizations, there is some good in it, at least the basic concepts and the principles they start with. But then they take all that good stuff and they twist it and use it as a means of manipulation to get the desired outcome. Once again, Delphi technique.
Well, again, it's back to what I started with this morning. It's Cars and Cars 2 and Cars 3. You know, you like the show. You get to see little cute cars driving around, telling jokes and whatnot. And at that point, they get a chance to do their social justice thing. You know, Delphi technique for movies, and pretty much, at least I think that's what it is, Alan. Is that what we're talking about? Because a lot of times the movies, they tell you a story, and then they tell you something else that they want you to ingest, you know, and that's what
it's a form of Delphi. It is manipulation. It is mind control, you know, and they know that if they just come out blatantly and tell us what their objectives are, they know that we'll protest against it. You know, most good people would. But they cover it with all this fuzzy, flowery talk and good concepts and good ideas, you know, like the Neighborhood Watch program. Well, you know, back when people knew their neighbors and, you know, their kids knew the kids next door and everything and went outside and played, you didn't have to have a Neighborhood Watch Association because neighbors looked out for each other. You know, you knew them. You said, hey, Fred, you know, I'm going to be gone for the weekend. You know, could you pick up my paper up, you know, make sure my mail doesn't pile up so someone doesn't know I'm at home. And if you see someone over there, you know, go over and check on it if you would, you know, preferably with a pistol at your side, you know, just to see what the hell's going on because, I'm not supposed to be there and that's my house. You know, you didn't need a Neighborhood Watch program. It sounds good. But it all turns into hiding behind your curtains and saying, you're just a suspicious person outside. Call 911. You know?
Yeah.
It's sickening.
It is. Oh, we have Doc back, I'm pretty sure. I see him there, right there. Well, let's see something black. You there, Doc?
I think so. I've been kicked off a few times here.
Yeah. We had a Skype machine break, and you know, Ken's been struggling with that, but I think he's got it all back together. We were talking about this place here in Fredericksburg. It's called the Mom Center. And they were telling us how they provide services and, you know, provide services. What does that mean? Somebody gets a salary. They have volunteers that talk to women about, mom stuff. You know, that diaper sucks. And the whole fact that now all of a sudden we don't have the state. We have a private entity that's providing the support that, well, your mom used to actually provide for the, you know, the new mother, right? Because, you know, we used to have a thing called families, Doc, and we didn't need mom centers. We don't have those anymore. Any thoughts?
Well, yeah. Mothers have got a built-in instinct. They know what's best. They know what their child needs. They don't need the government or a private center doing any of this stuff. Get out of the way and let moms do what they do best and let the kids get out and play, like Alan said, and get to know your neighbors. And everything has a way of working out really well that way. But, you know, I go back to what I said earlier. Anytime the puppet masters can get the puppets to go protest something, we all lose.
Yeah, you know, Doc, you know, you know, your thing is health, you know. Let the kids go out there and play in the mud and in the cow pucky and everything else, you know. Throw cow pies like frisbees, you know. That's how you get your natural immunities. That's you expose yourself to the environment when you're young, when you're still vibrant and everything's still kicking real strong, and you don't have that immune system yet, but that's what gets it going. You don't need to go get a shot to do that. That bypasses everything natural.
Well, of course, and that's why people like your grandfather or your opa, as you call him, only made it till 100 because he didn't listen to the government.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the break. Don't listen to the government. It's bad for you. Republic of Texas Radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, we're back. And I got a little message from Ken, and this is a good segue, Ken, by the way. And he's been telling me that for the last 19 years, Ken's been trying to get people to, you know, question what is real and what is not real. And he's done with that phase of the journey, right? Some people, you know, they came around. Some people, they don't. Some don't listen. Some aren't ready to listen. That comes down to, you know, what can we do to change this thing? And I'm going to tell you, I have no damn clue, right? But it does come down to polarity and understanding where you are in your head. Ken, I'm pretty sure that you're never going to be able to run away from, you know, the reality that you know. But then again, we can't all be the person that opens up a conversation, you know, in the checkout line and, you know, says, look up, there's chemtrails. Right, we're not all wired the same, and it's how to follow what you feel is best. It's listening to that inner voice in yourself. Now, I'm doing this little radio thing with Republic Broadcasting, and it's good, right? It gives me a lot of avenues to talk to the people around me. I mean, it's funny. I always say, you know, I go out to the internet and I go out to the satellite to do what? To talk to my neighbor. Right, and they don't listen. You know, some of them do, and at different extent, but it stirs some conversation. So that's what I do for, you know, trying to, say, wake people up.
If all of us out there just change one mind, we've doubled our numbers. You know, hopefully from then it becomes an exponential progression. But, you know, that's all we can hope for, you know, because, you know, standing alone, you know, this has happened through history. you know, they didn't come from me, so I'm not going to say anything. You know, right is right, wrong is wrong. We've got to accept that, and we've got to start not, well, at this point, violence. But I'm sorry, I don't call for it, but, you know, like I say, there has never been a bureaucracy on this planet that has ever voluntarily said, oh, gee, you don't like what we're doing? Oh, we're sorry. We didn't mean to do that. We'll stop. Here's your money back. You know, your taxes here. You actually own your land. You actually own your car. Here's your kids back. You know, that doesn't happen. You know, it's just everyone's going to have to find their line in the sand, and hopefully it will be before you're the only one that notices that that line is there.
That's crazy. You love where we're at there, Doc. What do you think? Are we, you know, in a good place? Is it going to get better? I want an optimist here. You know, I'm worried. I'm worried that next week I'm going to wake up in the morning, you know, before I get my coffee and look at Drudge Report, and I find out, wow, it's really on. And, yeah. Okay, Doc, give me some good stuff.
Well, I'm trying to be the eternal optimist, but I noticed one thing this week is that even some of the people in Trump's group that I think are pretty good guys, when they are interviewed, they all believe that there's some special crowd that gets to keep secrets from the people they're supposed to be working for. They all believe there's some conversations and some things done behind closed doors that us little people don't deserve to know what's going on. And until that changes, I don't know if the majority are still good people. But I don't know
Doc, I hate to interrupt you, but Steve, was that Wednesday or Thursday that Michael Herzog had that George
his name? I think it was Wednesday. It was Wednesday night. Why don't you go ahead, grab your notes, because I can't.
Yeah,
that
was
justice.
George blah 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 blah. George Webb. You know, I've heard Rentz interview him before, but go back and listen to Michael Herzog's show that night. He played an interview that J.B. Wells did with this guy, and you know, I can't say that it's 100% certain, but you know, he puts the names of the people who are in the power structure right now in this country, you know, Comey and you know, all these guys, you know, the Attorney General, everyone, and he goes through a very logical progression of the power structure, who's involved in it, what their role is in it, and you know, and why they are there, and you know, why Hillary didn't win. Well, because she was hurting, you know, the profit, you know, the profitability of the corporation that this country has become. You know, so that's why they didn't allow her to come in, because she, you know, everyone just hated Hillary. You know, she's just so obnoxious that, you know, you can't even look at her without wanting to retch. You know, and it's a very, very good interview. In fact, Steve, you called me up and said, "Wow, are you listening to this?" And I was like, "Yeah, you know, this is, you know, I've heard this before. You know, this guy, I've never heard him put it into that logical progression and involve all these names in it as to what the power structure is and who's involved in it at this point." But I mean, as far as I could tell, it was pretty much spot on.
That's the problem. You know, there's so much going on. Understanding, you know, the deep parts, whatever. The music, we'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to Republic.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay. Well, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, so I'm looking at my communications to, you know, the controller of the universe, Ken. And he's telling me that, it's on. And he, trust me. And I get that. You know, it feels like it's on. And Ken, why don't you grab a mic real quick and let's hear what you have to say. But my question, Ken, is...
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, it's on. It's on, right?
Yeah.
So you got this nice juicy rook out in front of you, and you can take your opponent's, you know, rook with that pawn, and you're not risking much, right? Do you want to do that? Do you, you know, because we are playing a chess game. So you believe that the deep state, or one of them, the ones that want to hurt us, suffered a major wound last week.
Yeah,
what do you
like
mean
losing
by that?
A liver to a 12-gauge, yeah.
Okay. What do you mean? Expand on that. What do you got?
Okay, so they put a ton of resources and strategy into a interview tonight with Alex Jones that Megyn Kelly did last week.
Okay.
And he taped the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Even the phone calls of her setting it up. And so everything they had planned to do, well, it's like Kung Fu. It's like they got 10,000 pounds, you know, and hurled it at this guy, and he Kung Fu'd it back at, you know, 40,000 pounds, and it hit him. And
Alan,
so,
what do you think?
So it's over for the news thing. They can keep doing it, but it's as far as being useful to them, it's dead, man. It's out. And so They've lost it, so they got to do something else now. That thing is done. It's toast.
Well, yeah, I think everyone's kind of getting tired of you know, they've pretty much figured out that you know, what they're getting is not the truth, yet they don't want to snap awake. Like I said, I've had a lot of people, you know, asking questions because they see stuff, you know, just going totally bat crap crazy in this world. But you sit down and you try to explain what is really going on and the reason behind, you know, what they see going on that they think is so insane. You try to give them the real reason, and they don't want to believe that their government can be involved in that because
it's too late.
Government's always been good.
It's too late. It's too late to talk to them.
The
talk time's done, man. I'm telling you. Just get prepared. You know, that's it. It's done.
I'm definitely prepared. Just, you know, like I said, you
talking about my opinion.
Yeah, everyone's got an opinion. I know it's an informed opinion, Ken. And, you know, we're not just spouting stuff out of ignorance. You know, it's like me out here where I'm at. You know, you can't see my place from the road. So, yeah, you know, I keep track. You know, a vehicle pulls up here that I don't know. Yeah, I tend to, you know, walk outside with some type of protection on me, you know, because I have no idea who it might be. You know, I know my friend's vehicles. That's no problem. But so, you know, yeah, you've got to stay aware, situational awareness, you know, about what's going on around you. I know they don't like what we're talking about, especially here in this town, because this is a little Agenda 21 testing ground.
But it's probably going to be bank failure.
Yeah. How much longer can they hold it together? Yeah, we've been, how long can
I'm saying they can go ahead and do it any time.
How long can they hold it?
They can do it any time. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just, when will it happen? You know, we've been expecting this for years.
Yeah, and I, you know, so we go on and we do what? You know, maybe when I sit there and use that chess analogy, the fact is that we have a rook right in front of us, and we have a pawn, and it looks like a juicy rook, but we have no other move. You know, we played the game how we played the game, and the board is sitting there. And that's the question on that little Alex Jones thing with Megyn Kelly, because I've heard Alex plenty of times on air say that the next time he does an interview with corporate media, that he was going to record the whole thing because they always did it. So they didn't know, or did they just come up with a stupid plan? They, you know, they had to have known, right? Yeah. Didn't they have
somebody
listen
to
them?
It doesn't matter who did what. Somebody moved the piece, you know. It doesn't matter who did it.
So using a chess analogy, they figure they've got us in check, but not quite checkmate yet, and they're still a little nervous, and because we could figure out a way out of that check and checkmate them. You know, it's all a game, you know, but at least to them, you know, to us out here, it's a lot more serious.
No, these people are concerned about getting shot now.
Oh, yeah. With the big shooting of all the, you know, Congress critters. You know, so here's the thing.
Even the news people, even the news people. And get this, this is why the news thing died. Because all the people who work for these news outlets, the editors, the grips, the guys that drive the trucks, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this whole Alex thing completely exploded. And so they've all got to live with, oh, my God, look who I'm working for now. And so you're going to have people coming out of the woodwork, you know, singing like a bird now.
I wonder how
because they're not going to want to work for them anymore because they're going to think they're going out of business anyway.
Do you think those grips, those truck drivers, the media crew thought about getting concealed carry permits or maybe changing their, you know.
They're concerned. They're concerned. Would you want to be working for CNN right now? Would you want to be working for CNN right now, going out and doing some fake news? I wouldn't.
Yeah, there are so many firearms. There are hundreds of millions of firearms out here in this country. Most of them in the hands of good, decent people who are concerned. And they know that, you know, firearms aren't just for hunting anymore. You know, they realize, so why do you think sales are up so high, you know? Because there are good people out there that are getting prepared. It's just all we can hope for, Ken, is that, like I said, you know, it doesn't come down to the same thing where, you know, with Solzhenitsyn, where, you know, if we would have just met him in the hallways, in the doorways with, you know, kitchen knives or table legs or something, you know, it all could have stopped because there's so few of them. It's just they've worked themselves into positions of power, you know, be it perceived power or real power. And, you know, so they, when do they lose their grip? Hopefully, before we look around and say, you know, and say, well, I'm, you know, I wasn't a trade unionist, I wasn't a Catholic, I wasn't a Jew. So, you know, and you look around and there's no one to come for you. When, at what point do you start actually defending your neighbor and your fellow people, you know, around you? That's what everyone's got to figure out.
I'm kind of with Ken on the fact that, you know, the play of an economic collapse would actually put this thing over and into its on, because like you say, Alan, you know, there's a lot of good people that have firearms. They grew up with firearms, especially here in Fredericksburg. You got them for critter control and whatnot. And they're conservatives, right? That means that, you know, you don't go flying off the cuff on emotions. Like, they've kind of got the whole, what do they call them, left. They're a rabble now. You know, they've roused the rabble rousers. And so what's going to happen? Economic collapse. We turn into Venezuela. We turn into Argentina. We turn into something like that and go into chaos. Walmarts become distribution centers, and the government says, you know, sign up here to do what?
Look at how Walmarts are built. They're built like a fortress. You look at the top; there are parapets up there with like gun slits. I mean, you know, if you really look at it, that's what they're built like.
Hey, I have a big picture question. Okay. Look at what's happening around the world. Look what's happening in South America right now. Look what's happening in Europe. Look what's happening in the Middle East. Look what's happening over in Russia, where they've got, you know, millions of people going to the underground shelter, you know, things. I mean, hey, time to, you know, quit worrying about the, you know, the football game or whatever. I mean, it's just time to focus. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, a lot of people have to get slapped real hard, you know, before they realize, that, you know, to snap them out of the stupor that you know they've induced on everyone. You know, hopefully that happens.
This chaos is not a fantasy. You know, that's just on TV. I mean, people are experiencing it all over the place,
all over the world. Yes, I see it too, Ken. I've got KU satellite. I watch, you know, all around the world, and there's a lot of unrest out there. But at this point in time, it's not the majority of the good people, because they have not just been, you know, slapped just hard enough to realize what the reality of the situation around them is become.
I think they feel it now.
More and more.
I think a lot of people feel it. It's definitely, it's going, and it might be too late. Because for me, and let me get this off real quick, to focus means to keep doing what I'm doing right now, right? And I do this for a more local reason than to get on RBN, little, you know, soapbox. I can get up and, you know, vent my frustration at the world around me. You know, I do that to wake up people locally here and get them prepared for what is to come. And the to come, I just outlined it to you. You know, to come is the collapse, right? The collapse, and then Walmart, and then the control grid comes down. And as soon as these riots come down, you know, if they come down, hopefully I'm totally off, right? And I want to be off. And I think this is where we have to go to Doc, because we're getting pretty dang deep towards the end of the show, and I need some fluffy bunnies. But what does focus mean? Does that mean another box of 38s or 44s or 45s or 223? I don't know. Doc, come on. Bring us back to bunny rabbits.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't know if there's many bunny rabbits left. I was watching the news this week, and there was a family shooting. And the problem is, the average person, if you stand up for yourself, today they're teaching them that you're a domestic terrorist instead of a good, decent person who's trying to protect the people that he loves and be peaceful until you have to stand up for yourself. And they said the cops showed up at this home where the shootings had taken place, and the front door was open, and they saw the bodies laying on the floor, and the police guy doing the interview said they did not respond to police commands. Well, they were dead. But the fact that they feel the need to command people instead of protect and serve is a big root of the problem in this country. We've got to get back to protect and serve and the family and doing things the right way and stopping all this silliness, or it never gets better. Is there hope? Yes. But I don't know if the guys on the far left want hope. I think they want it stirred up, and I don't know what their motive is, but I don't have a good feeling about it. So I keep praying for the best, and, you know, you just see what happens every day.
How about our boys and girls in the military and the various services that have, you know, control of, you know, predators and reapers and hellfire missiles? You know, an HK-91 308 caliber is not going to do you a hell of a lot of good if they can set off 20 miles and hit your little house that you've, you know, built up protection around. You know, if they can stand off 20 miles and hit you with a hellfire missile, you know, what? It's not saying what good does it do, because there are so many people out there that do have protection. Eventually, it's going to come around, and those people will be taken care of. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we're changing minds of the people in the military and the law enforcement services. I'll still, if there were police, I might have some respect, but law enforcement, I cannot find much respect for, you know. Change the hearts and minds of these people. That's one of the things that we've really got to hope, that we've got some of those people that are in charge of some of these technologies that we know have been withheld from us that are not good for bodily substances. You know, we can hope that those people have their hearts in the right place eventually.
Okay. Hey, this is a treat. Hey, we've got Myrrh in Wisconsin. Is this the Myrrh that we know and love? Hi, Myrrh.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
How
Happy
are you?
Father's Day. I'm good.
Happy Father's Day.
I enjoyed growing up with my daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your dad like?
Oh, he was wonderful. He's a wild man, grew up in D.C., and then he met my mom, and he worked in a gun factory and crushed his thumb, and she was a nurse at a doctor's office, and he kept going back to her till it was a scar. But anyway, it was both of their second marriage, and they were really determined, but they had their priorities in order. You know, it was God, family, and country.
Yeah.
You know?
That's neat. Hey, Myrrh, you threw a couple links into the chat room just a little bit ago.
I sure did.
I believe it's Michael Herzog's show. Was that the show that that Alan was talking about earlier?
Yes, that was a replay from the week before, from the 6th.
Okay, great. Now I can
download
it.
Listen, George Webb is not good news, okay?
No,
there's going to be a lot of these. There's going to be a lot of these. Look out. Parasites are moving into the hill.
You know, I understand where he comes from, but, you know, but the power structure that he presented, I mean, it sounds so...
Don't let him fool
you, know,
Alan. Don't let him fool you. Don't let him suck in.
Yeah.
I'm telling you ahead of time.
Well, tell me.
I know,
tell
I
me.
Question
maybe
everything,
Alan and you are in the know. Who is this George Webb, and why is he not good news? Is he a disinfo agent?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, he never quite gets to the heart of the matter, and now he's been, I guess, caught drinking, and he's Mossad, and yada yada.
Well, you know, he himself, you know, stated kind of like someone else that we know, that part of the information that he gives us is disinformation. And that's where I try to tell everyone, you know, use your own mind.
Yeah, but why bother? He's not giving you, he's using your time, okay?
That's true.
And he's pulling your heartstrings. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
That's the worst part. They breathe heavy in the phone, you know, like this Brett Weinstein over there at Evergreen College, you
Evergreen,
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
I know, you know, that's, but you know, you can glean little gems of information.
You can also lose sleep. Darren Weeks, you know, is a professor at Michigan University, and he's been losing sleep because of that thing in Evergreen, you know, chasing down white people. And that is what's going on. I mean, it's everybody, but white people are the biggest competition. And Jews pretend to be white people. I'm sorry, that's how it is. You know, good Jews, you know who you are. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly, Murray. You know, that's, you know, when we say that, you know, that all-encompassing term, it's not all-encompassing. You know, the good
I know. Do we
know
have to give a disclaimer
are.
Every time? Do we have to give
know,
a disclaimer? Do I get a disclaimer? You know?
No.
No. If you're a good Jew, you know. If we're saying Jews, you know what we're talking about.
Exactly. But, you know, the average people out there, you know, if they hear us, you know, doing
well,
this.
The average people
you know,
better wise up and get above average.
And,
running out of time here. You know who the deep state is?
It's
hang on, that's the music, Murr. You can tell us here when we get back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Intentions, I was shy to pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. I can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. We're missing for the sun.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes.
All right, we're back. Hey, we got the final segment coming up, and I want to just echo some words of Ken and say it is now time to focus. Focus means taking care of what's important around you today, because it might be on, folks. Murph, you were talking about them, they, whoever, the ones that won't leave us alone.
Who are they? The deep state is child trafficking and satanic rituals. That's why they're so after Trump. They're after Scalise. They're after Sessions. Flynn and
everything cover up. Anytime, Murr, you're exactly right. Anytime the subject is brought up, what happens? That some big thing happens, and everything is taken away from it. All emphasis is taken away from that because it's the one thing that even even most people who are, you know, slightly evil, you know, that's just something that most people will not put up with, you know.
Yeah, they think their little sins are, you know, that's as bad as it gets, you know. Can't be worse
right.
than me. I do such and such, you know. Well, believe me, you know. June 21st, I'm putting links in the rbnlive.chatango.com, is the solstice, and that's the big party down day. You got the big Council of 12 that meets with Satan under the Navarro in Denver, Colorado. You got sacrifices in Asheville. You've got all over the world, actually, and on ley lines and everything else. But let me give you one thing here that everybody can do. Dr. Lin in Hawaii cleared an entire criminally insane asylum, healed the people, and they left, and they had to close the place down. It's called the Ho'oponopono prayer, and you just say it silently in your heart, and what it does is work on you, and then it works on everyone else. It is, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. I mm-hmm. remember that. And that.
I mean, that's the least we can all do, right?
Up.
Is that the least we can all do?
Well, yeah, it would be nice to get your head straight.
Thoughts do have power, whether you want to call it prayer or whatever. I do believe that they have, Myrrh, that they have kept us from becoming our full potential as beings. You know, they say that
we've allowed them to keep us.
Exactly.
We've allowed them to keep us from doing it. Get away from the Talmud stream media altogether. It slows
exactly.
down everything in you and drags you into their plans. You know, you hear people say, we're going to war. Well, we don't have to go to war. We're the ones that are going to want to kill each other. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, you never know your Teotihuacan till it gets there. You know, that's a saying I've got. You know, everyone likes to think that they're a good person, that they will react in a certain way in a certain situation. But until you're in that situation, you have no idea exactly how you will react, because we're all different.
I want to tell everyone, too, one last thing. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have a video in here. This is why the deep state is targeting Trump, by Liz Crokin, C-R-O-K-I-N. There's an hour video, but there's also a three-minute one I'll put in here SGT, they call him Sergeant, but I think it's his initials, his name Sean, did before he did this interview with her. But you really should watch this hour-long one. It's excellent. I mean, she's being banned from WorldNet Daily and Town Hall because they're all scared because she's talking about the deep state and what it really is.
If you want to see that, you got to go over to the rbnlive.chattango.com. Our chat room is down. Go
right.
ahead, Alan.
Yeah. You know, I just lost my train of thought. Go on.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to derail you.
Oh, that's no problem. I get derailed all the time, Myrrh.
Thank you for taking my call. I love you guys. Great show.
Good talking
love
with
you, too.
Hug your chillin' for me.
Okay, I think I hear the music in the background, and it's been another one of them shows. The 21st is coming up. These guys do act like Luciferians, and, well, Ken, maybe that's game on day, the collapse or whatever, but we've looked in the face of many Teotihuacan. There you go. I used the T in there, Alan. I call it Teotihuacan, but whatever. I'll call it whatever. Hopefully, we'll be back next week. Until then, guys,
we love y'all.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
You're
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.